Hey guys, how's everybody doing out there? Hanging in? Good. It's been a really beautiful group of songs, great group of veterans. So thank you all for sharing your stories first and foremost. It's can't tell you how much we as the songwriters get out of it as well. So thank you. So yeah, I had the privilege of talking to Brian, and wanted to get, Brian's story too, because everybody, we all know that Brian lost Drew, the Fergusons lost Drew, everybody lost Drew, and he, from all accounts, it's one of those things where I feel like I really wish I had known him. I feel like I know him in some ways just from doing this for quite a few now, I really wish I'd known him. He just sounds like he was larger than life and a beautiful, expressive human being. What I loved about talking to Brian was that you could feel Drew's presence in Brian too, and everything that Brian has accomplished. He has this way of attributing to everybody else, which I think is really amazing. Brian went from working in the White House to the Pentagon, to enlisting in the Navy in 2009, and ended up in the Navy SEAL, and did quite a few operations, and it's one of those things where we talked about it, and he goes, it's one of the proudest things that I've ever done in my life was being a Navy SEAL, but it's one of those things that I don't necessarily need to talk about because, I'm proud of what I did, but it's like being a quiet professional. You do your job, and that's all there is to it. So I really just appreciated the humility that he has, and the love. I think what ended up coming from our conversation together wasn't necessarily just, based in military. It was based in love for family, for friends, for country, and a love for home and what that means, a supportive community. And I know that Brian mentioned how supportive this community has been, especially since Drew's passing. Brian shared a poem with me that was very, it's just an incredible poem of Drew's, and it was called Find Me There. And it just had this soul about this poem. It was about being just that feeling of home, that feeling of, getting back to the inner child and knowing that you can always, find yourself there. So the song is Brian, but it's also Drew. It's also everybody that was part of the Fergusons' lives. And that's why we decided to call it Find Me There.